Trump envoy Witkoff again flies to Russia for Putin meeting, rapprochement talks. By Oliver J.J. Lane on April 11, 2025. A new round of U.S.-Russia talks reportedly starting on Friday with an in-person discussion between President Vladimir Putin and an emissary from President Donald Trump. America's Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff flew from Fort Lauderdale in Florida to Pulkovo Airport in St. Petersburg on Friday, Russian state media said. Witkoff is to have his third in-person meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin later today, reports Axios. President Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov confirmed that Witkoff had landed in Russia on Friday morning. Witkoff has previously talked up the prospect of constructive talks with Russia, saying in March he believed a deal everybody can live with is possible. Last week, Witkoff hosted Putin advisor and Russian sovereign wealth fund manager Kirill Dmitriev for talks and met with Putin in Moscow twice before. Once in February for the Mark Vogel prisoner swap, then again on March 13. For U.S.-Russia talks. Today's Putin meeting also follows U.S.-Russia rapprochement talks in Istanbul yesterday. Ukraine was not said to be on the agenda at all. The meeting at the Russian consulate lasted 6 hours and focused on changes needed to allow both nations to operate full embassies in each other's capitals, something that hasn't happened since Russia's 2022 invasion of Ukraine and the Biden White House's consequent relations freeze. The U.S. State Department hailed the constructive approach of the talks. Russia's negotiator, their newly appointed ambassador to Washington Alexander Darshiev, said the meeting took place in a positive atmosphere and allowed us to move forward in resolving this task set by the presidents of the two countries. Diplomatic happy talk aside, U.S. President Donald Trump has made abundantly clear he expects the killing in Ukraine, in which thousands are killed and maimed every week, to be stopped quickly. The fact talks are dragging on and a building perception of Russia dragging its heels on a ceasefire have reportedly angered the president and led him to threaten further sanctions on Moscow. As reported, President Trump said he had become very angry and pissed off, and was threatening what he calls secondary tariffs, punishments on third countries that do business with the target, for instance by buying their oil or gas. Russia's foreign minister also sounded a skeptical note on Friday, saying in Moscow that, "I believe there's no reason to get carried away with expectations regarding Russian-U.S. contacts. However, it is both reasonable and essential to work toward normalization based on mutual recognition and respect for each country's national interests."